This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk this week is taking a deep dive into philanthropy. Yesterday, we met Hal Ornstein, who's been having fun with his new foundation he set up this summer with $250,000. Today, reporter Sean Cole introduces us to someone who's learned a few lessons about grant making the hard way.
I wanted to hear about the realities of running a foundation from someone who's been doing it for a while. And if that's anyone, it's Diana Barrett, the only person I've ever heard compare philanthropy to bowling.
You're picking up that ball, and you can't see what you're hitting because you're wearing a blindfold. So you kind of go, voomp, did I hit anything?
Diana actually runs a very successful 8-year-old foundation called the Fledgling Fund. It gives money to filmmakers who are making socially impactful documentaries and helps build outreach campaigns around those films. We talked in her home office.
Oh, you have an Emmy.
Yeah.
Actually, 4 Emmys and 4 Oscars. But before that, she tried to run a family foundation with her mom to serve immigrant populations in New York, and it kind of flopped. Her mom really wasn't interested in it, which brings us to the first of 3 realities I took away from our conversation. Number 1, family foundations are only as healthy as the family is.
A lot of people have found that their family foundations are just being split into pieces because they can't get along with their siblings. I mean, one sibling is really interested in saving wolves, and the next one doesn't care about wolves, but he cares about whales. That's a whole other market. Whales and wolves don't run in the same market.
And before setting out to save the wolves or the whales or whatever, this is reality number 2, you should really research the issue first and not assume you know anything.
The big thing in philanthropy is people say, find your passion, you know, when you start a foundation.
You just rolled your eyes when you said
that. I do, because very often I see people starting foundations thinking that the sun kind of sets on their head and not realizing that other people are already in the field and they might be doing really good work.
And finally, when you do link up with those people doing that good work, know that they might not be fully honest with you about how a project is going.
You have money, they don't. There is no incentive to tell you that they tried something and it failed.
Which is information you really need to know if you want to be effective. To get back to the bowling analogy, you need someone to tell you where the pins are if you have any hope of hitting anything. In New York, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.